November 11th through the 17th, Hebrews chapters 7 through 13, an high priest of good things to come. As you read Hebrews chapters 7 through 13, ponder what the Lord's message was for the Hebrew saints. Also look for His messages to you and the people you teach. Invite sharing. Before class, invite a few class members to come prepared to share verses from Hebrews chapter 7 through 13. That help them draw near to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. See Hebrews 10:22.
Teach the doctrine. Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 through 22. Living worthy of the covenants and blessings of a Melchizedek priesthood leads to exaltation. One way to explore this chapter is to invite class members to write on the board several true statements about the Melchizedek priesthood. For ideas, they could read Melchizedek Priesthood, In True to the Faith, pages 101 through 102. They could then search Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 22, for phrases that support the statements on the board. They could also use the topical guide or a guide to the scriptures to find other supporting scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11, Paul asked, quote, "What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron?" End quote. In other words, why do we need the Melchizedek priesthood in addition to the Aaronic priesthood? Perhaps class members could look for possible answers in True to the Faith, Aaronic priesthood, and Melchizedek priesthood. You might also invite them to consider the blessings we have because of these two priesthoods. See also the quotation by Sister Sherry L. Dew in Additional Resources. How have class members experienced these blessings? Hebrews chapters 8 through 10. Ancient and modern ordinances point to Jesus Christ. Even though we don't offer animal sacrifices, we do participate in ordinances today that in a similar way point our souls to Christ and provide, quote, authorized channels through which the blessings and powers of heaven can flow into our individual lives, end quote. See David A. Bednar, Always Retain a Remission of Your Sins, in the Ensign or Liahona, May 2016. Perhaps you could explore together some details about the ancient ordinances described in Hebrews chapters 8 through 10 and their symbolic meanings. For example, what does the blood of bulls and goats represent? See Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. Whom does the high priest represent? See Hebrews 9, 24 through 26. The video, Sacrifice and Sacrament, on LDS.org could help. How have modern ordinances blessed us and helped point us to Jesus Christ? What can we do to make these ordinances more meaningful and focused on the Savior? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 34 through 38, and chapter 11. Faith requires trusting in God's promises. To help class members understand Paul's teachings about faith, you could begin by asking them to think about how they would describe faith in one sentence. Then read and discuss as a class the definition Paul gave in Hebrews 11:1. You could then divide the class into small groups and assign each group to study one of the people mentioned in Hebrews 11. Class members could use the footnotes or the guide to the scriptures to review the person's experiences in the Old Testament, and then a representative from each group could share with the class what the group found. How did these people show that they felt an assurance of things hoped for? See Joseph Smith translation, Hebrews 11:1. In Hebrews 11:1, footnote B. What other examples of faithful people can class members share? When have we exercised faith in promises that had not yet been fulfilled? It might even be fun to create a game to help class members learn about faith from Hebrews 11. For example, you could divide the class into two teams and ask questions about faith that are answered in Hebrews 11. See additional resources for examples. The first team to find an answer supported by the scriptures receives a point. Ask class members to discuss what they learned from these verses that helps them understand faith better. After studying Paul's teachings on faith in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 34 through 38 and chapter 11, would class members benefit by learning about faith from other resources? You could assign several class members ahead of time to study a question about faith like the following. What is faith? How do we develop faith? In what ways are we blessed when we exercise our faith? What happens when we choose not to exercise our faith? Then, in class, they could share what they learned. Or you could invite class members to work together in groups to find answers. Some resources they could use might include Alma chapter 32, verses 21 through 43, Ether chapter 12, Faith in Jesus Christ, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org, and Bible Dictionary, Faith. After class members share what they learned, ask them to consider what they might do to strengthen their faith. Invite a few class members to share their thoughts. The counsel to the Hebrew saints who were tempted to draw back from their faith can be valuable to class members who may be struggling with their testimonies. To discover this counsel, class members could read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 34 through 38, and Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's statement in additional resources. Why are people in the world today casting away their confidence in the Lord and His gospel? See Hebrews 10:35. What can we do to build and maintain faith and confidence to receive God's promise? See Hebrews 10:36. The videos Good Things to Come and An High Priest of Good Things to Come on LDS.org could supplement this discussion. Encourage learning at home. Class members might be familiar with Joseph Smith's experience reading James 1:5, which led to the first vision. Invite them to look for new insights about James 1:5 as they read it this week in the context of James's broader message.
Additional resources, Hebrews chapters 7 through 13. Questions about faith from Hebrews chapter 11. How does Hebrews 11 define faith? See verse 1. What did faith enable Abel to do? See verse 4. According to Hebrews 11, what is it impossible to do without faith? See verse 6. What did faith inspire Abraham to look for? See verse 10. What did Isaac do with his faith? See verse 20. What did faith inspire Moses to give up? See verses 24 through 27. The blessings of the Melchizedek priesthood are available to all. Sister Sherry L. Du, former counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, said, quote, "The blessings of the priesthood are available to every righteous man and woman. We may all receive the Holy Ghost, obtain personal revelation, and be endowed in the temple, from which we emerge armed with power. The power of the priesthood heals, protects, and inoculates all of the righteous against the powers of darkness." End quote. From It Is Not Good for Man or Woman to Be Alone. Ensign, November 2001. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland taught, quote, "Sure, it is tough. Before you join the church, while you are trying to join, and after you have joined. That is the way it has always been," Paul says. "But don't draw back. Don't panic or retreat. Don't lose your confidence. Don't forget how you once felt. Don't distrust the experience you had. With any major decision, there are cautions and considerations to make. But once there has been illumination, beware the temptation to retreat from a good thing. If it was right when you prayed about it, and trusted it, and lived for it, it is right now. Don't give up when the pressure mounts. Face your doubts. Master your fears. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Stay the course and see the beauty of life unfold for you." End quote. From Cast Not Away, Therefore, Your Confidence, Ensign March 2000. Improving our teaching. Go to the Scriptures first. The Scriptures should be the primary source for your study and preparation. The words of modern prophets can complement the standard works. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 17.